Okay, we have Greenbrier here. There's been a lot of nutty, ridiculous things going on in the media, a lot of conspiracies and assholes and jerks. Stupid. I noticed Greenbrier a couple of days ago on my Facebook expressed extreme pissed off at everybody. Okay, Greenbrier, I suppose you can narrow down a few conspiracies for us or something, right? What do you think?
Well, always. Always. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi,
Hey. Hey, honey.
I get all the email updates from both parties because I just want to know what's going on. And this week I got an email update from the Democrats that said that they were going to raise a whole bunch of money and have a big meeting about what they're going to do to overthrow the Trump Lord.
Oh. little Lord. They need to overthrow Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. So that's not going to get anywhere, right? Where's the money going to go? The funds that they raised.
Where the last money went to, into Debbie Wasserman Schultz's little pot.
You've been called out, Debbie. Back off, Debbie.
Officially.
Leon said that.
About Hillary being indicted, the only purpose of her being indicted is so she can be pardoned, isn't it?
Well, no. Now, wait. Slow up a second. You have to be very delicate how you do this. First of all, if she has not been indicted, so she can't be pardoned until she's indicted. So there'll be no indictment until after President Trump is seated. And then you got to play with it and see if it's worth it and if you want to do it, blah, 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 blah. But see, if Mr. Sessions, who probably will end up being that, most likely, he's very cross with her. So, time is not so good.
Isn't Sessions from Arkansas? Where is he from? He's down there, the
Alabama.
One of the A's.
Alabama.
Oh, he's right next door, though. So, he knows Hillary's history, right? Locally.
Oh, yeah.
So, the pardoning has to be worked out before the indictment. Otherwise, the indictment won't happen, right?
We don't know that. We don't know that, but she can't go to Danbury. She needs a higher security, so maybe she could go to the Coleman ladies' prison. That might be the place for her.
She won't spend 1 minute in federal prison.
Well, Martha
All is
Stewart
recorded. Martha Stewart doesn't have the proper last name. Yeah, it's
so,
all about what last name you have.
No,
Greenbrier has spoken. That's right.
Yes, Greenbrier's made her bet. We'll see who. We'll see if Apollyon will match that bet.
Note the time. November 19th.
Ian's been saying it's not good for Hillary coming up. He's been saying that to us. He's open to human willfulness and changing that, but you might be wrong. You might lose some money here, Greenbrier.
Maybe, but my money's on no prison.
Why? Why? She knows too much?
Well, look at all the shit that she's done for the last 40 years. I mean, if it were going to happen, it would happen by now. It's not going to happen.
No. You can't replace the oligarch until you identify it. There's a lot of shit in that swamp that's going to be exposed, darling. You better get out of the way, because even if you don't go down the drain, you might get bit by a big old alligator. Once you start exposing all that, then it becomes clear and apparent.
Yeah, and the swamp is going to be drained. And Trump is a loose cannon. When he gets that inauguration, this is the first time he has no strings attached. First time a president's, maybe since George Washington.
He had strings. He was a king. He was a king.
And remember, the Bible pointed this out about Trump. What the heck? This guy was looming on the horizon for like 3,000 years? He must have something going
for him. Michael. Martha Stewart is with Snoops now, not with Hillary. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Who also served prison time.
Snoops.
You mentioned something about the price of flour going up last week. I received a message over 2 years ago that the price of flour was going up.
Well, we don't have time, so you may be right.
what's the cause of that? Something happens to the crop?
Supply and demand.
Not necessarily to do with just general inflation. There's something going on with the flour, right?
Dude.
All right, I want to ask about this Vixie price because I was a little confused by what you told Barbara last week, but perhaps it was because Barbara was the questioner.
Well, how high-minded of you, darling.
You told me on October 22nd that I should buy in at the Vixie price, which I did do the Vixie, not the fake Vixie or the wrong Vixie, at 26 and change. And then it was going to start out 26, 27, and then go up from there. But prior to that day, you said it was fixing to hit 100. So are you retracting that statement now?
No. It's now time to buy it, 24.20.
Buy at 24.20. Thank you.
Well, no, that's what it is now. But look at your volume. If you look at your volume, mm-hmm. It's been bouncing just a little bit. But any news, you're almost to the 52-week low, which was 11.18 of 16, almost.
That's right. That's right.
Just hold on tight. Just give it a second. Got your call. It's coming. But if you have to look at your intraday trading, is at 24.2283.
Mm-hmm. And I received a message 2-3 weeks ago that it would go to $65.
Okay. It'll go up and down. It's going to bounce. But you just have to watch the volume. The volume is the tell. Because, see, underlying price at 24.20 and 25, your bid price is at 60. The ask size is at 90.95. At 25.50, it goes to 1.55, which is way different. But at 23, your bid size is $1, and ask size is $1.70. So, you know, you just got to watch it. This Vixie is an emotion. We adore emotion because we don't care about emotion. For us, that's easy. It's not personal. Southern Company is personal, you see.
You're just saying because the Vixie is specifically an emotion. Okay, I understand what you mean.
Do you remember what we told you about VMware? Remember how we told you it wasn't going to go through? Remember how we told you it was $120 a share and then it went to 50? And then we went a little bit lower than that and we said, then it's not going to go through and then the price will creep back up and Michael Dell is a raving lunatic and it's just not going to work. And you can't take an EMC square and take a company and buy it. And VMware is now $80.14. Isn't that nice?
Ooh, that is nice.
Isn't that nice?
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
That was just... ever so recently. Matter of fact, in February, you could have been the proud purchaser at $43.25.
How about that?
Just saying. And even now, you're still at only 18 times earnings.
It's going to go up.
Ta-da. You know what we're talking about?
I know his stuff, doesn't he?
You see that?
When we're pointing out the airplane in the sky, it's typically already in the air. You should
yes,
note that.
Yes, sure.
Pretty good analysis.
We told you to buy Kinder Morgan, but you couldn't get it down to 11. It went almost to it. But now it's happening at 21.65. But your little bastard buddy Berkshire Hathaway screwed that up.
I wanted to ask about the winter this year.
Is there winter?
There is now. Yes.
No, is there winter? Oh,
yeah.
We thought it was drought. We thought it was burning. We thought the Tallapoosa River went dry. We thought the Tallapoosa River Basin, the largest aquifer in the world, went dry.
So the Farmer's Almanac says that it's going to be bitter cold and raining in the southeast United States. Is that
no,
true?
No, it's exactly opposite. It's exactly opposite. Well, southeast, it may be southeast, but it may be southeast China. It's southeast China.
Yeah, that's why I was very specific when I asked that question, you'll notice.
You notice we were very specific when we said the Tallapoosa River Basin, too. That's a very specific
yes,
area.
I noted that.
Yeah, I mean.
So I can move weather pretty well. In fact, every time I try, it moves. But this last time I tried to bring rain, I got a very, very fine mist for an hour and a half early in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, we know. And we can move things more than that. But this won't budge. Because, see, it won't budge. You have some things happening. There is not going to budge. Because your power, however extraneous, has nothing to do with it. Your power is applying, but not to this realm.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the power in the world, but Queen Victoria did it best. She claimed not in my realm, and therefore it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So your power, however prolific, doesn't apply to this realm.
Can I change that?
No.
Ever or just right now?
Just right now, honey. Just right now. We're changing the atmosphere. We got to change it. All that burning, you know, that smoke. You're getting some smoke down there, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, getting you that smoke. Well, we got to get some more carbon going on, darling. We didn't set the fire, but the world's been burning since the world's been turning. But we didn't set the fire.
True.
Greenbrier, we need a little plug here. Are you impressed with the detail you're getting?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Is there anything else that I should know?
The Coosa River is in peril.
Is that it?
Alabama Power is going to have some issues with their sea debenture bonds. You might hold those or either hold them or avoid them.
Interesting.
Because it's a little bump. It's nothing, but it's Alabama Power. Nothing you can do. Be very careful when you're counting. Make sure you do the ACT basins. You have to include them all.
Coosa River's in Alabama, I am?
It is, close to Montgomery.
Is Alabama Power affiliated with Southern Company?
Yes, Southern Company owns all the common shares of Alabama Power, okay. Georgia Power, Mississippi Power and Light.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Very telling there.
We love us in Southern. Oh, we got Southern Company down for all you long-term buyers that need to get out before the end of the year. Well, we don't have to worry about taxes because they're going to kill all the taxes. We got it down, it's like 47, so you can pick up some more, but don't do a bunch because it'll run the price up and you'll hurt people's feelings. You got a lot of drips that are coming in that dividing in dividends. You watch it'll bump up then. They raise the price so that people that are dripping it back into the stock don't get the same margin or preferential run. And there won't be another split just yet because there's too much turmoil. Janet Yellen staying in the seat. Everything is happy. Louise is going to run that bitch till the wheels fall off. Don't worry about it. She's fine. Everybody, no matter what anybody says or how they say it, Miss Yellen is fine. Don't you worry about a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Delicious.
All is recorded.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Ion. Thanks, Bob.
Matter of fact, if Bob don't care, we might even go one more term after that. It suits us. What do you think, Bob?
Ooh. Break out the popcorn.
As long as she starts taking the restructure, get her on the restructure, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to get some more supply of that restructure first, Bob.
Yeah,
it was such a great product, you'd think they'd stock warehouses full of it. If it wasn't any good, you'd think they wouldn't sell it in the first place. How do you run out? It's amazing.
I know. No one was supposed to buy it. Remember, you told everybody not to buy it, Ion.
Who the hell listens to us? Who listens to us? Who listens to us? This ain't a thinking man's game. We're glad to be alive. Oh, wait, we aren't even that, so it's okay. It's good to be alive. I guess it is aperture science after all.
Are you done, Greenbrier?
I'm done. I'm all done.
She did good. Okay. She did real good. She was on point, and she brought up good topics. They were marginally interesting. It was very good this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good focus. All right, who could follow that? Let's see if Michael can follow that. So there we go. You got something you want to ask, Michael?
Good morning, Bob. Morning, Ian.
Top of the morning,
Michael.
To you.
Michael, thanks for the music, Michael.
You're welcome, Bob. So, Ian, that last session that I did with you really fucked me up.
Good thing you like to fuck,
and,
eh?
Is that the frequency iron? When one freaks out after engaging with you, is that being introduced to the frequency?
Well, you'd have to go to the just to the other side of Peterson Air Force Base to figure that one out.
Are you talking about your interaction with Ian last week?
No, it was a while ago, Bob. My last interaction with Ian was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, okay, so it's recent. And you, what happened to you? Why do you say you got fucked up?
I was really messed up after that for about 2 weeks, Bob. I was discombobulated or something. But it was very good because a lot of things that were very stuck have started moving. I'm happier in my body. Yeah, so no, it was all good, Bob.
Well, but ask Ian then, since you're detached about it, what happened? Get some details on what you're interpreting. Often when you feel fucked up, you're actually improving.
No, I agree. That's exactly what I'm... Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what was needed. You know, Ian, it's really strange that you can say things like you have to please yourself and you got to get happy, and somehow they don't seem to resonate, because I noticed that I've always been using other people as a reference for that situation.
Do you use yourself too? You don't know what hot is till you have cold. You don't know up, you've been down. You don't know. So you're just bobbling along, everything's just going good, and somebody kicks you in the head and you go, ow. Then they kick you in the head long enough and you like it. Then you pay people to kick you in the head. It's great fun.
Ian, with the restructure, why is it that I have no appetite without the restructure?
Because you really have no appetite anyway. You're just eating to be eating to be eating.
It seems like the restructure is, my body found it to be real food.
Well,
in some way.
Your body found it to be real amino acids, because you eat, but you don't eat protein. You don't eat right. You don't eat good. You don't eat well. So now that your body perked up and got that, and it was like, wow. We've only told you about 90 million times, and you go, oh, okay, tomorrow, mañana. And it never seems to come. And tomorrow's the holiday that never comes. But now the restructure is easy. You don't have to think about it. It's an autonomic response, and your body says, wow. And so then your appetite's back. Did you ever know that cheese could taste so good?
Everything tastes good when I'm on the restructure iron. I eat everything. I eat horses. I eat everything. And then when I ran out, I noticed my appetite just faded. I went and actually got some other protein powder in the meantime, and I used that for about 2 days, and then I just, it's pointless. So, false alarm.
Yeah, it doesn't do, it doesn't do anything. But it's a good comparison. See, they were just trying to tease you to let you know what goodness is, to make you out to go get the, it's the pornography version. So the porno, however refreshing, it doesn't quite do the same thing. You don't nut the same. So that's what that does. And what are you going to do if they decide never to put it back on the shelves? Won't that be a bitch?
It would be a big bitch. Any suggestions on my sex life? I mean, there is none. I'd love to have it come alive again. Any pointers there?
Pointers. You're so silly. Well, you put the lime in the coconut. You put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up. That's all you got to do.
All right.
You need contrast. You got to have contrast to uphold and sustain an erection. You need contrast. Mix it up. Make it be exciting and vibrant.
Could you attract some woman to Aberdeen, Ion, or do I need to go out hunting?
You can do like the bee, but if that doesn't work, you can always love yourself.
Well, I'm learning about pleasing myself, so that's a good start. Ion, one of the things that I struggled with when I came to Iondom was I'd always identified myself as my soul. And, you know, I've spent my life trying to...
That's like identifying yourself as your car, as you're going down the superhighway of life. And your car is the best you are.
Ian. I mean, I get that now, but where did it start that we started identifying ourselves as soul? Where did that start for humans?
When you took your power and put it in a cardboard box, living in a box. When you did that, that's when you had to make a soul. Otherwise, you didn't never need one. You didn't have to have God. God doesn't worry about a soul. Nobody talks about the soul of God, do they?
No.
That's because you don't need one.
Soulless
bastard.
If we made the soul, what did we make it of? What is the soul made of?
Ticky-tacky.
Okay.
There's a song that Marvel sings that Bob just adores if you keep talking about it. We're going to make him play it. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Yeah, the Weeds theme song. Little boxes with the Katharine Hepburn quiver in the voice. It's so wonderful. Yes. Bob just loves it.
So he says ticky-tacky.
He gets a Woody.
Is in the box?
Ticky-tacky. No, ticky-tacky is what the soul is made of.
Ian, is there a relationship between the soul and memory?
No.
Hey, Michael, here's a thought. Ian said that the soul attaches or is the first part of a person coming into this world. Now, if coming into this world through the vagina is a fall, then the soul is created during the fall, Ian? It's a phenomenon of the fall?
Regina.
Fall of man? Yeah, whatever it is. That tube down
Regina.
There, that hole. That
Regina. Regina.
Regina, Saskatchewan. Great Regina. City. Great city. The question is the soul attached? I think it gets there before the sperm action happens.
No, you can't just walk into Cheyenne Mountain and walk in. You have to go in the back way. You can't walk in there. It's ridiculous. Bob's going to shoot you in the head.
Right, right. So I'm saying, is this soul operation part of the fallen man experience since the ascended man never is born?
Computer
There's a good
says,
question there. Never is born.
Computer says, okay.
What does that mean, Michael? Okay. Yes, okay. The sign of fallen man?
If we say yes, if we say yes, you have to develop that from a construct. If we say no, then we outdo the construct. So if we say okay, you can nebulously ramble around in the pigsty until you get pig shit all over you, and then you figure out you're in the pig wallow, and you get out and wash yourself off. So we'll wait here patiently while you wash those nasty hands.
Okay, Michael, you can pick up on that theme or go on to another one.
I'm pretty good unless there's something Ian wants me to look at, Bob.
Oh, you finished asking questions? Well, then, ask one on behalf of other people, something you're not interested in.
Do you still consider Bob the dark soul, Ian?
No, but he does.
Well, things have changed over the last few months there, Michael. Actually, Bob's in charge now. He won. He doesn't have to hide out as a dark soul.
Right.
I whooped him.
Yeah. See, sheep manure is high in nitrogen and potash. But pig manure, it's relatively low.
You're free now, Michael. Bob won.
See, the organic matter and nutrients like nationalists are trapped by the bacteria in the soil. The high organisms then feed on the fungi in the bacteria. And see, it makes the soil food web. It's like decomposition. It's like ripping minerals down. The decomposition, it's the ripping of organic matter down, like cow dung. And that replenishes the soil. But it doesn't work that anymore. You can also grind humans up and put them in the soil. You'll have a lot of those, too. Yeah, that'll be nice. Human manure. That'll be nice. They can buy it at the Home Depot.
Is that it, Michael?
That's it for the moment. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ian.
You're most welcome. Happy trails.
Okay, Ginny, do you want to redeem yourself, Ginny, in some capacity? Or Greg?
It's Gmail. It's GQ.
Yes, Ian. Hey, you sounded like you were moderately impressed here with the level of carbons that we're producing here in the Carolinas.
You're doing a great job. We're just glad you had all that shit to burn. It's great.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of shit here in the Carolinas.
Wait till it gets to Mount Pisgah.
So it's going to come down, continue to come south. That's good. We've got to get it thick and heavy here. Very good.
How's it coming, Greg? What are you talking about? You got a volcano there or something?
I think we've burned about 100,000 acres so far.
Fire.
Forest fires, yeah. We've had no rain in, about 3 months, Ion? We had a little bit with the storm that blew through, but not much. Ion always said it was about building the carbons.
Further south is even less than that. Well, see, what happened is, as we said, you're getting less and less oxygen. Well, that's the main part of water. It's oxygen. When you start removing oxygen, you're going to remove water. Well, we've not started ripping it yet, but you're the water guy, so you know all about the water. You're actually looking for a new water, a different kind of water. And this amount makes you long for the water, doesn't it? Because you see, you live in a world where you're looking for, you're thirsty. But if you were that Samaritan bitch that wouldn't draw Jesus any water, he said, hey, bitch, draw me some water and I'll give you something. Make you never be thirsty no more. And she's like, I ain't supposed to be talking to you. So you come in here and think you all that in a bag of chips. I'm going to shake this money maker right over here. And then it goes, oh, no, 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 no. It's pretty exciting. But anyway, it's a shift about the water thing. Water tables are falling.
And they have just recently found a certain temperature incline that the characteristics they thought and beloved about water change completely. Surface tension.
The Arkansas red white is gone.
What is the Arkansas red white?
It's a drainage basin. You were talking about water, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
In the riparian point of view, weren't you? The only one that's stable is the Gulf of Mexico is poison. But the lower Mississippi is stable, but it's fleeting.
Okay, is that it, Greg? Are you done?
I got more, but go ahead.
Okay. Ion, I have a question. Hi, how are you?
Not really.
I have a question customer service-wise. I've had several people comment to me in the last week or so that they don't want to take any more RNA drops now that they're getting their RNA drops from their restructure. They feel like they're getting enough. Can you comment on that? Will you comment on that?
This is so funny. We told Bob we were going to have him drawn and quartered, and we're going to chop him up in little bitty, like a cat skin, slices, little slivers, like a little chopper, in little fine slivers, and take him apart and cast him into the sea and the winds. If he mentioned one word about this, we were going to have him just chopped up, sliced, diced, the Ginzu knife, couldn't do it any better, all over the place. Amazingly mad. And you've asked the perfect question. So here's the perfect answer. Tell them to please themselves. Tell them to please themselves. That we didn't make it for them, so don't worry about it.
Okay. All right, good.
That's the way to do that. And see, here's the thing. Because once it changes or shifts, then it will, well, we don't want to say too late, because if you don't have time, it's hard to be late with a timeless reality, isn't it? But at the same time, you have to sort of, well, let's see how you say it. Mind your P's and Q's, your pints and quarts, because you want that stable level. You want the stable level at least until you have Axiom Water and the Bread of Life. But, if ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas.
We'd all have Merry Christmas. My dad used to say that all the time. That was one of his favorite things to say.
We know. That's right.
Gosh.
So that's the proper right way to handle that is to say it wasn't made for you anyway.
Okay, Ion. Very good.
No, really. Because the point is, there's nothing you've done so far to make them engage it. So there's nothing you're going to do to stop them from engaging it. So if they do, they do.
Right.
If they don't, they don't. It's fine. It's perfectly it's perfectly fine.
Okay, very good.
Make sure y'all keep up with production, because you can't backorder life.
Yep.
You can't backorder life.
Amen. Ion, speaking of back order, we have lots of restructure. We just don't have it in the canisters, Green Bra, if you're still listening. So, you know, we keep sending out the things to people, but we've got lots of restructure people. So just order your packets.
It's another damn lie. It's a lie. See? See what that Soros-driven monster has created? Putting out all this evil, wrong information? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're awful machines.
Ion, it says in the lateral view on the Revelations, it's talking about the vile judgments and the different things that occur in the executive branch, in the judicial branch, and also about the presidency and the media that creates a spectacle for the little man. Was this referencing the whole Trump situation?
It does, but you got to take it all the way through Revelation 16. Because, see, you got to get Philemon back online. Because you don't have the plagues in Egypt don't matter until you get there. Because you can't have the bowl to the sea if you don't know, if you can't kill the living soul. So you have to have the still-formed blood of a dead man and the dead soul in the sea. Right? Second angel.
16?
16.
I'll have to look at that. 16. It's not referenced in my notes here.
Oh, well,
that means Revelation chapter 16.
Yeah.
Yes,
chapter
16,
right? That's the reason we told you. Goes through 18,
okay.
The vile judgments. That
the second angel you said.
Yes.
Okay, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea.
Yes.
Okay, 16:3.
Now, that's how you'll make the difference. Now, you remember from your notes, that's how you discern the difference between dead blood and live blood. Dead whole plasma, real plasma, and live plasma. See, you can't put God blood in little men. Dead men got dead blood. Remember?
Not right this second.
Oh, come on, sugar love. You know you got all this. You've done this. You're the only one that's got this far, and you know this very well. The
okay,
bowls.
Okay, very good.
The bowls.
All right.
You got to the good part now. You paralleled, you opened the topic, you were bringing in Donald J. Trump into the seven trumpets. How many are there? Trumps, that is.
You mean Don and Barron and that number of Trumps?
It's your story, honey. We're just telling it.
Well, are you talking about the men named Trump that are of Donald Trump's loins, or are you talking about the Trumps in the Bible?
How many are there?
There's two or three women. Two or three women. Carol
Don
just said five
and Eric.
Children.
Don and Eric and Barron, I know for sure.
And then Ivanka and the other one.
Okay.
So Carol just said it, five children, and you've got Melania and Donnie, so there's seven.
Oh,
okay.
As long as they're not all, there's seven kids, but not all sons. Okay.
Five kids,
Trumps.
Says Carolyn.
Trumps.
Five kids, Ginny.
Trumps. Trumps don't have to be children. Trumps.
Can you hear me, Ginny?
Yes, I can hear you, Bob.
Carolyn said five children. Add the parents.
Okay.
You got seven. Move on.
No, that was our story, Bob. She didn't know which way to go. She didn't know to move on. There was nothing she could do. We poured this on her.
Move on.
Just
that's George Soros. That's George Soros. MoveOn.org.
And guess who owns BET?
George Soros?
Yes. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
So,
guess who owns
what is
guess
George
who owns
Soros
Black
afraid
Lives
of?
Matter? Of you, Bob. Guess who owns Black Lives Matters?
Trump. I mean,
George
Soros.
George Soros, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're fixing to find out what the wrath of the Lamb and the fury of the vile judgment feels like.
So is Soros afraid? What is he afraid of?
The seals.
It was me or whoever.
The seals.
What?
The seals and the Packers. He's very afraid of the Green Bay Packers.
Who are the Seals? Chicago Seals? Yeah, who are the Seals?
No,
is that the Chicago?
The Seals. Remember the Seals that get broken, Bob?
Yeah. But you made a pun. You said Chicago.
Remember Green Bay Packers? Yeah, that's where the Packers are playing the 69ers, and they take a club and they beat the Seals in the head and make coats out of their pelts. Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one. They don't call it the Big Ten for nothing, Bob.
So, carry on, Jenny. What's next?
That's it.
You're finished? Is Greg now? Greg comes back.
Yes.
Wait a minute. There's two kings.
Hold on.
Ginny, there's two kings.
There's two kings in, yeah, there's lots of kings in the Bible, in the Revelations. Where are you talking about the kings?
The two kings that committed fornication. The inhabitants of the vile woman with the present danger.
In 17?
16.
All right, the two kings.
No, we're not pushing. We weren't trying to make a point because we hate getting ahead of the process. It always confuses and messes things up. But you got to see, you're looking at 56, 56, and 31, 73, 54, 57. But now this is 57, 77. Okay? So you got to know you run your numbers.
I don't know what those numbers relate to, Ion.
16-1.
And I heard the voice, a great voice out of the temple, that one?
Yes.
He was quoting dates, Ginny. I think he says we're in 5777 right now, according to somebody's calendar.
In the Hebrew year, 5777?
It is.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so this is the Jewish New Year 5777 that started on October 2nd.
Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur. That's when you start the Pascha all over again.
All right, let me take a look at this. I'll be back tomorrow with some more questions.
Okay, thank you very much.
Let me take a look.
So, Greg, you want to finish up?
Yes, on last Sunday we spoke about the pH of air, and I found an interesting article about the Great Fog of London, England, in 1952. And ultimately, once this fog rose, it was about 12,000 people died and another 150,000 hospitalized. And they theorized that it was the mixing of water droplets in the fog and two components from coal burning, one being sulfate builds up and the other being droplets of sulfuric acid that ultimately people breathed in. Were you referring to something like this in changing of the atmospheric pH?
That would change the pH, but it doesn't necessarily, that's not an inference that means that. But that is certainly an example of that happening, but that's not the one we were referring to. But it's historically manifests the same way.
Hey, Greg, did you see The Crown, the episode of The Crown about that?
No, we haven't gotten that far, I don't think, Bob. Very cool. No,
yeah, it's one of the episodes. They go into that problem for Queen Elizabeth. I don't know if she was queen by then. Maybe she was queen.
Oh, no, she must have been because it was they passed the Clean Air Act in 1956 in London. So, yeah, we'll probably just be coming up to that episode. Then describe, Ion, the main contributors to the pH of the atmosphere changing at this time.
Ascension.
Can we assume that...
No, we don't ever assume. Never good to assume.
The pH of that atmosphere, would it becoming more acidic then?
Most certainly. See, you don't have to assume. You can know. We like it. It's a good one.
Okay, very good.
That's a good one. You're doing good. Doing good. Angela.
So, Greg, ascension causes the change in the atmosphere? Is that what he just said?
No, it's an example of it.
it's an example of it, and specifically the pH of the air would become more specific because of that.
Okay, it's an example of what? What is an example of what?
The pH of the atmosphere is decreasing is an example of ascension.
Is an example of it being caused by ascension, or in your world you experience this, and that's ascension?
Caused by it. Is that correct, Ian?
Yes, for the general population. So, Ian, you're saying that since you showed up in 2009 and 2009 and catalyzed ascension, that's what all the changes are being caused by in matter? By the people ascending.
Referencing them.
What?
Okay.
References it. What's that mean? References.
Yeah, we reference it. We're not claiming it. We're just referencing it. It's a reference of it.
Well, what's the difference between claiming it and referencing it?
Well, reference just means this is what took place. Claiming it means you caused it. You don't want to be that guy. Because then it's like running around talking about how big your pee-pee is. If it's that big, then people hate you because you have a big pee-pee. And if they do that, then all you're going to get is they're going to say, okay, big boy, let's see it. Now you're exposed. You don't want to be exposed, do you, Bob?
Well, you keep exposing me.
Oh, well, that's different. We know what we're doing.
Oh.
You don't.
You got that, Greg?
Yeah, yes, I did get that. Thank you, Bob.
See, when we say you can't say it, then we say it. It's on us. It's not on you, Bob. So that'll be your Archimedial strain. Your Archimedial strain.
Archimedial ecology. Okay, very good. Okay, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Ian. I'll keep burning the forest till I hear differently from you.
Yay! That's very wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, you're welcome. Go ahead, Jed.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ion.
Howdy hanging?
Hey, great. Did you zap all my questions?
Yeah. You're not number one tonight.
No? Why is that?
No. Because we are.
Okay. I guess you deserve it. You certainly put in quite an effort.
No. Didn't you look at the Goober Snatcher?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Ian just laughed. Michael and Robert and Sarah are saying things, and Ian's laughing. Now Ian went sad. He would laugh.
Oh, I see. Ion. Yeah. It says Ion.1. So Ion's got the number one. Very funny.
That's what he's referring to.
So last week when I called in on Sunday, I was on hold for a while, and I had time to write out a whole bunch of questions. And I put them in my smartphone, and I pulled them out tonight. They're all gone, Ion.
Well, then you need to learn from your little stepdaddy Bob that you should email yourself those questions, and then they're there forever. You'll never lose them if you only email them to yourself, silly.
Okay. All right. I've noticed a lot of glitches in the chip body, a lot of data going missing lately.
It's being absorbed and assimilated. Your SD cards won't hold data. Your carburetors won't cob. Your generators won't gin. And I can't even tell you what your pistons won't do anymore. All those are fleeting, failing, and falling away. The perfect cloud is not perfect as you declare. Your lines and spaces are not as you declare. They are all included or precluded in the element called time. You have to have a time variance to make your chip body work. There is no time, so all of it is fleeting and slipping away. History is being rewritten this day. History is not what it was. History is not what it will be tomorrow. It is fleeting, changing, being evaporated, as it were.
History is being evaporated? Is that what the cloud is? The old cloud is?
As it were. See, we had to teach you what the cloud was.
Okay.
And you got to teach you. We had to convince you to take and put all of your goddamn pictures in the cloud. Okay. And then we had to convince you that the cloud wasn't safe. And then we had to convince you that the Russians were going to hack your damn election. And then we had to convince you that you were going to have other problems on top of that. Then we had to convince you to come back around. Now we're fixing to convince you that we've got it all safe and put away for you just because we can.
Okay, so if you've got all the information stored safely, then what about the information that's online right now, like all this tweeting and all this fake news? Is that just there for masturbation, or is there any other purpose?
We can't talk about that. You had to ask Bob. You have to do a session with Bob.
So who hacked all the celebrity Twitter accounts, then? Is that you?
TikTok can't stop. J-Lo don't know.
Is that a we didn't say?
You had to ask Bob. The Don, hey. The Don's Twitter account's perfectly safe, though.
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And see, he's going to change everything because it's be the first sitting president that actually embraces the essence of the Chip body. When they start talking all this bullshit, he's going to say, Jake Tapper, you dick-sucking motherfucker. I didn't say that at all. And if I want to tell my goddamn children something's going on, I'll just tell them. I won't need no security clearance. And who the hell do you think you are running around here with your problems of the day? You wait till Henry Kissinger gets back in there. He'll show you how to do it.
Well, you mean how Trump just goes direct on Twitter to tell me and anyone else what's going on? Okay.
Yeah, because nobody's watching the Clinton News Network anymore either.
No. Okay. Will Twitter be
the Russian? Wait,
four.
Jed, he said something. Are you saying the Russians hacked the Democratic Committee's emails, John Podesta's emails? Are you saying that?
That's just where we had to show you that it was vulnerable.
Are you talking about the news story, Ion, or are you saying that it's fact?
We didn't say.
What's fact?
That the Russians hacked the DNC emails.
No, he seemed to have just said that the Russians can hack. Therefore, watch out, DNC, and then insiders hacked it. And so he's not saying the Russians did the final release.
The funny thing about all that is nobody give a damn about all that hacking because they realized that it was their shit. And if they didn't have all that shit, there wouldn't be anything to hack. You see?
In other words, if they weren't storing their information in the cloud, there would have been nothing to hack, right?
You're speaking in a vernacular of a semi.
So if the DNC wasn't storing their information in the cloud, then there would have been no concern over Russians hacking their emails because there wouldn't have been a shared cloud for the Russians to hack. Is that correct?
You're overreaching. Slow back up. Look at what we said. Semite. In a particular language.
I don't know. I was just speaking English there, not Semitic or anything like that.
No, we were making the reference. That was the answer to your question. See? You were doing really, really good right up at that point, because then you just threw too smart, like you normally are. Too clever. So, bring it back down and say, make it for the stupid people. Chad, make it for the stupid people. If you have the stupid people, make it for the stupid people, then maybe you'll be smart too.
All right, so if the DNC didn't save, if they weren't using Google email.
Stop. If the DNC wasn't so contrite in saying all those nasty, horrible things about each other, there wouldn't have been anything, no reason or good reason to hack it in the first place. There'd have been no reason for a wiki anything. It wouldn't have been there. You see?
Okay.
The story is that it was there, not how it got there.
Gotcha.
See, you don't have to prove the bear ate something to smell his shit.
Okay. Is Twitter going to be nationalized as a utility?
Isn't it already?
I don't know. It seems people are complaining that Jack Dorsey, the CEO, is controlling he's censoring the alt-right content on Twitter.
Well, by God, we'll take care of that. What's his name again?
It's at Jack.
Uh-huh. You got that, Bob?
Jack Dorsey, Bob. CEO of Twitter.
Yeah, I got that. I got it.
You got
I'm on it.
Right. You got that?
All right. So what's coming after this?
We love Square. But wait, we love Square. What are you going to do? We love Square. What's wrong? Square is good.
Those are two separate companies, though.
Yeah, but he owns both of them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about nationalizing Twitter as a utility.
You didn't say that. You said Jack Dorsey was subverting Bob, and we were going to have him hermetically removed on your foundation.
Well, there's talk of Twitter being, some people want Twitter to be nationalized so that the Trump administration can control it, and even the CEO of Twitter can't censor. So that's why I brought it up. I'm not talking about Jack Dorsey as a person. I'm talking about the entity called Twitter.
Well, you better find out who Noah Glass is. That's what you better know.
Noah Glass? Okay. Okay, so what's coming after all this fake news?
More fake news.
All right.
And Evan Spiegel, 60609.
Evan Spiegel, 60609. Okay, are the seven Trumps, the members of their family, the seven trumpets from Revelation?
Jenny seems to think so, and we're going with Jenny Bell. We've had but only one reason to question it so far, so far she's doing good.
Okay, I didn't hear her explicitly say that earlier when you brought it up.
Well, all is recorded.
How will Trump deal with Google and Eric Schmidt being deeply embedded in the Clinton State Department?
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z. It's the way it most likely will be. Just you hold on tight and see.
So you're alluding to the Alphabet Company and wait and see. All right, you're not giving up much goods tonight, Ion.
We'll nut all over you, baby. Anything you want. We don't mind. It's all right with us, but you're going to have to be particularly embracive. If you're having a hard time and it won't seem to come out or flow, you got to get Bob involved. Get Bob. He'll squeeze it because you've been talking a lot, and he'll say, what's the topic? You're talking about me? No, okay, I didn't hear what you said anyway. He's good. He's moving on. He don't even know. So it's all good. So make it be about Bob, and you'll do okay.
I'll find a way to bring it back to Bob, but...
Try Snapchat.
Snapchat, okay, they've got an IPO coming out. Bob, do you know what Snapchat is? Do you ever go on there?
No, I know it is, but I've never been there. I'm still on Web 1.0, Chad. I'm on Web 1.0.
Hey, Chad, he's just now figured out that there's a sound flower.
That's right.
Ask him what back pages are.
What are back pages?
Well, you know, Chad, I don't know, but you had to help me with dupes or something the other day. Getting unduped.
Yeah. Well, Ian's not going to give me any answers tonight unless questions have to do with you. So.
Well, figure out, what does it mean that Bob causes everything? Whether Hillary gets indicted or goes to jail, it's up to Bob, says Ian.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that? You got any advice?
So, Ian, what is it? Does Bob have to just think of whether to have Hillary offed, or is it to say it or tell you?
Well, he's right there. Ask him.
Bob's asking the question through Chad of you, Mr. Ion. Mrs. Ion.
Okay. Yes, dear.
Okay, Ion. What is this thing of how Bob has to just make all these top-level decisions in the world?
Well, there's this little place called Reverend Stang. And in the world of Reverend Stang, everything was said a certain particular specific way. And that specific particular way was ordained. Remember the Church of the Subgenius had an ordination?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's still an ordination, is it not?
ordination of all their ministers, you mean, or you mean Bob
how
is ordained?
How it goes, what it is, what it works, how it works, what about it is that does. All it is, according to the subgenius.
Remember, Chad, in the book of the subgenius, they had dateline for dominance, started in 1982, and it goes up to 1998. Apparently, that's all about me, so I'm being kind of programmed by Stang's interpretation of me. But INC.
So you're programmed by Stang's interpretation of you, and that puts you in a position now where you get to decide whether the Clinton get executed.
We didn't say he liked it. We said it was his to call. We never said he liked it. He could give a shit.
It's the Bob Burden.
Bob could give a shit. He doesn't care. Why does he care? He doesn't even know who they are.
It's like the white man's burden, but it's Bob's burden.
He wouldn't let them in his house anyway. So it's okay.
Yeah, you know, Chad, the whole dateline for dominance from 82 to 98.
He called and left the nastiest voicemail for Warren Buffett you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
No wonder he doesn't get chopped off at the knees. There'll be trouble. We'll have to dig him out of that. He just has no
idea.
A wild, loose cannon. Just crazy.
Left the nasty voicemail for Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
So, Chad, that whole thing scripted by the book of the subgenius, I claimed it was about me, and Bob is in charge after 1998, so that fits.
Okay, so at this level, Ion, is there any point in me asking questions that don't have to do with Bob, or is that just a fool's errand?
When you become number one again, you can go back at it, but right now, your subterfuge is Bob. Bob is the best you can hope for at this juncture.
Okay.
Well, you know this. You act like this is all new for you. You know better.
Ion, has this got anything to do with Bob bumping into Chad last night?
Yes, it does.
So when they talked on the phone, what happened?
You can't tell.
What did they create together?
Bob will get cross with us, and then he says mean things, and it hurts our feelings, and we don't like that, and we don't care for it that way. And every time it happens, that's what happens, and so we don't like it. So we can't out that. We're sorry. Just too painful.
What was that, Carol?
Just too painful.
Whining.
I am complaining that I hurt Chad.
You hurt Ion's feelings.
How? Yeah, we were on Skype and I bumped into Chad. On Skype, which I'm highly suspicious of. I don't know how that
and
happened.
And he doesn't even know what back pages are, so it's a good day. Boy, he could have fun at the whorehouse, couldn't he?
So does what happened last night have anything to do with all your redaction kind of vocabulary tonight, Ion? You seem very tight-lipped.
Not necessarily. Bob's got us on the chains because of Crown. He's been watching Crown, and he's got us all nervous. Nothing we can do.
Not true. I don't know about that.
See, we can't even lie correctly. Look at that. See? We can't even lie right. There you go.
So if Bob was an ancient Greek philosopher, which one would he be?
He would be the president of heebie-jeebies.
Okay. I'm just going to ask Bob questions from now on. That's it. If Bob was a race car...
Well, you're smartened up now.
Yeah. If Bob was a race car driver, which one would he be?
Mario Andretti.
If Bob was a porn star, which one would he be?
Oh. Long Dong Silver.
If Bob was an automobile, which one would he be?
A Maybach.
Ooh, nice car. If Bob was a country, which country would he be?
United Arab Emirates.
If Bob was a hotel chain, which hotel chain would he be?
Hilton. Because it contains the Waldorf Astoria brand,
yes,
which now since has been sold off, so we can't say Waldorf Astoria because it goes outside of Hilton Worldwide, which is inclusive. And the next question then would be, what?
Which rock star would Bob be?
Beefheart.
If Bob was a dessert, which dessert would he be?
Creme anglaise.
If Bob was an alcoholic drink, which one would he be?
Captain Morgan spiced rum.
If Bob was an NFL...
Which team would I be?
If Bob was an NFL football team, which team would he be?
He would be a catcher as opposed to a pitcher.
That's not a team.
It depends on the gay bar that you're in on that one, though, Dad.
So which NFL team would Bob be if he was an NFL team?
The Bearbacks.
The Bearbacks?
Do you know who they are? Who's that?
There's no such team. He just keeps making reference to gay culture.
They are at the whorehouse.
Bob Guy, gay guy. Yeah, now, hey, Chad, what, is there a team called Bearbacks?
Oh, no.
Ask him.
There is on Brokeback Mountain, Bob.
Okay, of the top 500 songs, when they do their the greatest songs of rock and roll or of rock, they do about 500 on the old radio stations, which song would I be? You can ask that, Chad.
Yeah, which song would Bob be in the top 500?
Little Houses. Made of Tiki.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that song.
Okay. Which movie?
Movie?
Oh, Errol Flynn.
Yeah, he had that working with the Nazis. I did that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, on classic TV series from the golden age of television, which one would Bob be?
Mark and Mindy.
I was just talking to Carol about that last night. Chad, no, we were just talking about that, me and Carol, based on some new information we got from Ion.
Nanu.
If Bob was a bird, what kind of bird would he be?
A word.
The word.
Yeah, I do that one.
Yeah, bird's the word.
All right.
How about which
Haven't
constellation am I? Bob's a word.
Yeah. Quarry Sinti Oha. Quarry Sinti Oha.
Quarry Sinti Oha.
That's the constellation.
If Bob was a dance, what dance would he be?
The Macarena. He can do it in a line by himself.
The Macarena.